Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Grace Gospel of Jesus Christ. My name is Yvonne, and I will be your facilitator for however long Heavenly Father allows us to share. And as always, the Holy Spirit is our host. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, holy is your name. How excellent is your name in all the earth, and how grateful we are for another day, another opportunity to be on this broadcast and glorify your holy name in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Holy Spirit, teach us so that we can continue to live in the supernatural and be all that Heavenly Father wants us to be. For his name, for his kingdom, for his power, for his glory. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, as y'all know, if I'm not here, it's because he don't want me to be here, because I've tried and it's not working. So when it works, I know it's him letting you be here. And when it doesn't work, you're on your own. But that simply means that you can go and you can receive the same message either on YouTube, Creflo Dollar, as well his Creflo Dollar ministry channel, as well as the Creflo Dollar .org, Creflo Dollar Ministries .org, as well as the Creflo Dollar podcast, as well as the Change Your World TV channel. I mean, there's so much food if you're hungry, and so much living water if you're thirsty for Jesus. And there's an abundance out there. So if I'm not here, please continue to seek the Lord's face on your own. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And, of course, the Holy Spirit is our teacher. The Spirit of truth will teach you everything you need to know about Jesus and about the grace gospel. So I, again, encourage you to when I'm not here, it means I can't. It means that he won't let me, the system won't let me, all of the above. But when I'm here, it's definitely him. So let's tune in. The title is part four of How to Live in the Supernatural. How to, and there's two parts to this today, so I'm gonna briefly come in and turn on part two. Here we go.
And we're going to rock and roll in this thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles, go with me to the book of Mark chapter 6. Mark chapter 6. We'll do a little review of last week and then pick up from where we left off. Mark chapter 6 and verse 45. Father, we thank you for this another opportunity to minister to these your precious sheep. Thank you, Lord, that revelation knowledge will flow freely, uninterrupted and unhindered by any satanic or demonic force. And Father, I pray that you will speak through my vocal cords and think through my mind, none of me and all of you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. I'm going to quote a couple of scriptures as I lay this foundation, but we're talking about living, or how to live in the supernatural. How to live in the supernatural. What is that? Why are we talking about it? Well, the word supernatural just means above the natural realm. And that's exactly what we're talking about. That to live in the supernatural is to first of all recognize that there exists at the same time a physical world, and running at the same time that this physical world runs is a spiritual world. There exists a seen world, a world you can see right now. It's physical with physical matter. And at the same time, there exists an unseen world that you can't comprehend as long as you're in a physical body and in this physical world. Now, somehow or another, an angel can be transformed into this physical world to be seen. In fact, the Bible says, be careful when you entertain strangers, because you might be entertaining an angel and doing it unaware. But here's what we've got to get as Christians. What you can see and what you can feel and what you can touch is not all there is to what exists. There are a whole lot of things that are as real as this physical world that you can't see and that you can't touch. Elijah was with his servant, and his servant thought they were being defeated by horses and chariots that were sent to destroy them. And Elijah said, prayed, Lord, open his eyes so he can really see. And his spiritual eyes, he wasn't blind. Physically, he said, open his spiritual eyes. Now, he was blind to the spirit. So there, most of us were blind to the spiritual world. And God opened his eyes, and he saw in that realm of the spirit. At the same time that army was sent to destroy him, he saw angels and chariots of fire surrounding them. Right now, you're seated in this sanctuary, in this dome, and you think the only thing that is real is what you can see around you. But if God were to open up your spiritual eyes, you would be able to see that there are more in this dome than just you physical people. Because all of us have angels that watch over us everywhere we go. So some of you brought your angels to church with you today. And some of you brought more than one. And I know hearing that, it might be kind of, you're weirded out by hearing that. But you've got to get this in order for you to conquer and overcome what you see. You have got to know that there exists a world that you can't see, and you have been granted access into this unseen, spiritual, supernatural realm. Ooh. And in fact, glory to God, in fact, the physical world came from the spiritual world that you can't see. Glory be to God. Genesis chapter 1. God who is, Genesis chapter 24, let me get it right. Genesis 4:24 says God is a spirit. Genesis 1 says, and God made everything. And how did he make everything? And he said, and God said, and God said, and God said, and then God saw. So God who is a spirit is responsible for bringing into existence everything that we can see, feel, and touch. All of the physical world. Here's what happens here. God Almighty gave birth to the physical world and then took the dust of the ground and made a physical body and put spiritual beings in physical bodies so they can exist in a physical world. But the real you is not the house we live in and can see. The real you is a spirit living in this house to grant you access to this physical world. One day we will die. We will separate from the house, our body, and we will now be aware of the real us, our spirit. So you are a spirit. You have a soul. You live in a physical body. And you don't know that the real you is not your body. The real you is a spirit. And one day when you die, you'll finally come to the place of recognizing, oh my God, I'm still existing. Why, how are you still existing? Because this is not real you. What you see now is not Creflo Dollar. This is just the house he lives in. One day, Lord Jesus, help me. Help me, Lord. I'm going to step out of this house, move to a new address, and the real me will now have access to a spiritual world with spiritual matter, just like I had access to an earth suit in a physical world with physical matter. If you understand that, just give me an amen so I can go on. The pattern of all physical things is spiritual. Earth, Kerabashata. I don't think we're going to finish today either. earth is a pattern of heaven. The tabernacle that Moses built in his day is a pattern of the tabernacle in heaven. Your physical body is a pattern of your spiritual man. That's why I'll know you when I see you. I will know you when I see you. Greg, you and Gloria, good to see y'all. My Tennessee here today. But when I see you in heaven, I'm going to know you. When you see me, you're going to know me. Somebody asked the question, they're asked the question, will we know one another when we get to heaven? Well, will you know one another when you get to Texas? Yeah, you will. Because when your spirit leaves your body, your soul goes with you. That's why you ought not get too messed up at a funeral of somebody who's born again. Because it's not over. The physical world exists in a time world. But when you step out of the physical body, you also step out of time. Y'all, excuse me, I feel a little Pentecostal right now. When you step out of time, you step into eternity, and there is no more time. A day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as a day. It's not the same. I'm trying to get you to see, don't you get wrapped up with the physical world making you thinking this is the sum total of everything that is. This is a piece off the rock of the realm of the spirit. So, a prayer that we were asked to pray. Somebody said, Pastor, what's going on with you? I'm letting the Holy Ghost do his thing. I can't go back to my notes until he finish. You understand what I'm saying? There's something he wants to say, and I would grieve him by trying to say what I want to say. But there's a prayer that God told us to pray. He said, I want you to pray as it is in heaven, so let it be in the earth. And then he says, now, here's the authority you have. Watch this now. Here's the authority you have. I'm going to give you the authority to bind stuff and to loose stuff while you're in this physical world. And it's going to be bound and loosed as it already is in heaven. So he says, bind on earth as it already is in heaven, and loose on earth as it already is in earth. You're not supposed to be going around just binding everything and loosing everything. He says, find out what it's like in heaven and make it so on the earth. All right, now watch me now. So there are no sick angels in heaven. Ain't nobody getting COVID in heaven. So he said, I need you to loose that right here in the name of Jesus on the earth. That's supernatural. That's supernatural. It's tapping into the spiritual world. And if it ain't like that in the physical world, you have access through your words to speak words just like God spoke it. And those words, when God said, let there be, it was nothing there. And it traveled into the spiritual world, and it was filled, and it brought back physical matter and made a deposit in the spiritual world, in physical world, from the spiritual world. And that's why he says, God said, my words shall not return unto me void, Isaiah 55, but they will accomplish the thing I sent it to accomplish. And he says, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My ways are higher than your ways. He says, so what I'm going to do is I give you my word so you can have my thoughts and you can have my ways, and you can speak those words, and they will accomplish for you like they accomplished for me. And whatsoever you bind on this earth, and whatsoever you loose on this earth, that's why you're teaching this, because I am not going to sit back and let the church turn into a bunch of weak sissies. You pull up your, you gird yourself up, man. You get your strength back. You put your shoulders back. You get that fear out of your life and get it out of your house and get it out of your relationship and get it out of your finances. And you stand up like a child of God and you operate in the authority that God has given you. You have authority in three worlds. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Quit walking around here on this planet like you confused and you don't know what to do and I don't know this and I don't know that and what they say and what they... No! Glory, it ain't what they say that matters. It's what God has already said that matters. And if he said it, he turned around and said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You open your mouth up and you say what is. You ain't trying to talk God into something. He's already convinced. You the one that's got to be convinced. We ain't going out like that. He coming back for a victorious church. Not a bunch of scared folks that act like they forgot who God was. That don't believe in his word no more. Don't know where a Holy Ghost is. We live in the supernatural. And the world looks at us and they try to figure out, how are y'all doing this? What are y'all doing? And you tell them, we're not moved by what we see. Because the things that are seen are temporary. But the things that are not seen are eternal. We have resigned from temporary living. We now live by eternal things, glory to God. We live by things you can't see. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things that are not seen, glory to God. By faith, Abraham and Sarah got together and gave birth to an Isaac. It wasn't working in the natural world. What's supposed to happen in the natural world? But Abraham and Sarah wasn't looking at the natural world. God made a promise, and they said, here go the promise. Now, we can't get it. We can't get it to happen in the natural, but we can get it to happen in the supernatural. And the Bible says they begin to glorify God and begin to thank God. An old man, 100 years old, don't believe he got no sperm nowhere left. And a woman whose womb is completely dead, got in a tent one night, believing God, and the supernatural showed up in that tent, and they got together, and oh, what a time, what a time, what a time. And after they came out of that tent, an Isaac was born. Oh, somebody help me right now. I feel like preaching this morning. We got a good God. We got a powerful God. We have access to the supernatural. We can live in the supernatural. Y'all have to excuse me from hollering, but I feel all right this morning. My God has been mighty good to me this morning. There was some natural stuff that was supposed to happen to me, but I knew how to tap into that supernatural, and God showed up. I'm telling you, I'm not preaching no fable to you this morning. You got to make your mind up, though. I ain't going this way. I'm not going down this path. I'm not going to be living my life in no fear. And I ain't living it, no. I'm like that lady who came to the king, Taffy. If I perish, let me perish. I'm going to see the king. And there is no way, I feel Baptist in me, Greg. There's no way that God's gonna let one of his children who believe him, who confess him, who live in the
supernatural. Ain't no way you gonna perish because God's got your back. I don't care what you're facing. God's got your back. I don't care what ditch you fell in. God's got your back. I don't care what you were diagnosed with. God's got your back. I don't care how much money you got in the bank. God's got your back. Woo! Glory to God. Wake up, church. Let that sleeping giant wake up.
I don't live by what I see. I'm calling things that be not as though they were. I'm talking stuff that this unsaved world, they don't even understand. But sit back, unsaved world. Watch me. You good, God? Now, I want to ask you a question. Has God ever done anything for you? You didn't hit a question. I'm going somewhere. Has he ever? It's all right. If you sit there and say, I don't recall, it's cool. It's cool, because if he's not done anything for you yet, watch out. He's getting ready to show up in your life, and he's getting ready to show out in your life. But now, here's what I want to say. If he's ever done anything for you, watch this now. Don't forget it. It's going to be the key to what else he can do. Prophesied that some of you ain't never seen a move of God in your life. Before the next 3 days are up, God is about to move in your life in a supernatural way, and you will know it because no man will be able to accomplish what he's getting ready to accomplish in your life, and I won't take it back. All right. Now let me show you where I'm going with all this. Let me show you where I'm going with all this now. Mark chapter 6, verse 45 and through 52. Now you read it on the screen or wherever you can read it from. This is important now. We can live in the supernatural. We can live in the supernatural. We can do some of the same things that Jesus did. Don't say ah. Jesus walked on water, so did Peter. Don't get to that thing where he did that because he was Jesus. Well, Peter did it, and he was there representing the church. Peter walked on water, yeah, but he fell, and he got back up too. And walked all the way back to the thing. Well, Jesus raised some people from the dead. Can't nobody do that because he did it because he was Jesus. Oh, no, I know that ain't right. You're going to start seeing a part of the body of Christ rise above doing church. And they're going to take the supernatural and show you how to do life. See, we know how to do church. We done changed stuff in church so much. When Jesus come back, he's going to be like, what's that? What they doing? So what's that? What they doing? People lying on God and calling it prophecy. You ready? You got your Bibles? You open to this? This is amazing now. Scriptures. I'm going to show you. I'm going to prove everything I just finished screaming about. I'm not going to instruct you in how to turn all that on. And straightway, Jesus constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side before unto Bethsaida while he sent away the people. We're going to go to 42. Go, next verse. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain. He went to pray. And when evening was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. Very important. They were on the sea, on a ship, his disciples. He was on the land. And he saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of that night, he cometh unto them. Notice how he came. Now, they were on the ship in the water. He was on the land. So he cometh unto them. Somebody say, how you doing? Was it another boat? No. Walking upon the sea. See, the water and the sea, that was natural. And Jesus was natural too. But he knew how to live above the natural while he was in his physical body. He knew how to do something above the natural. He operated in a law that was greater than the laws that govern the natural world. See, the laws of the Spirit are greater than the laws of this natural world. The law of faith is greater than the laws of the natural world. Obviously, there was a law in the supernatural that was greater than the law of gravity. He tapped into it in his physical body. Peter tapped into it into his physical body. What's the law? At one time, nobody thought that man could fly. But the law of lift took place, and a law that defied gravity was discovered, and now men are flying from nation to nation because they discovered a law. And so he saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them, and about the fourth watch of the night, he cometh unto them walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. Had they not been hollering. But when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit, or I think another translation says phantom or ghost, and they cried out. I don't know what they were saying, but they cried out. They cried out loud enough for Jesus to hear. For they all saw him. They all saw him. And they were troubled. Why? Because they thought it was a ghost walking on the water. And immediately he talked with them and saith unto them, look at this, right in the middle of a hurricane, it's not enough you're in the middle of a bad storm, but now you think you see a ghost. So you are in big time fear. And this is what he told them. He said, be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Why? It is I. And notice what he said, get rid of the fear. Be not afraid. All right, verse 51. And he went up unto them, unto the ship, because he's trying to figure out, I was on the land for a reason. You're on the boat for a reason. It's like I didn't know that this storm was going to come. I wanted to see what y'all have learned so far. Why are y'all so full of fear when you already know something? Watch this. And he went up unto them in the ship, and the wind ceased. It stopped. And they were so amazed in themselves beyond measure. And they wondered, like, what matter of man is this that the wind and the sea would obey him? All right, now watch this now. Because they were supposed to do the same thing. They had the authority to command the wind to cease. This isn't the first time this happened. They had the authority to do it. Why didn't they do it? Why didn't they do it? When something attacks your body, you have authority to go against it. Why don't you? When you're facing lack, you have authority to deal with it. Why don't you? He said, for they considered not the miracle of the loaves. He said, their heart was hardened. Oh, how come they couldn't do what Jesus did? They were not thinking about the miracle they just left. What's the miracle of the loaves? When he fed, in several cases, 5,000 with five loaves and two fish, and it was multiplied, it was the miracle of the loaves, and they were not thinking about the miracle that they saw. They were not thinking about the supernatural manifestation of what they just saw. They were only focused in and thinking about the circumstances right in front of them. They were not considering what had already supernaturally happened. And he calls this, when you are thinking, when you relate to the natural world more than you do the supernatural world, your heart has been hardened against the supernatural world. What you spend your time thinking about the most will make you more sensitive to that. And when you choose not to think about the supernatural thing, you're hardened to that. And what you are hardened to in your heart will not be able to take place in your life. Jesus said, for they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. Now, most church people, we all think that a hardened heart just deals with rebellion. This is not just rebellion towards God. Hardness of heart, in its simplest sense, is relating more easily to the natural realm than to the supernatural realm. And that is the truth. There are Christian people all over the earth that relate more easily to the natural world than they do the supernatural world, which is why I have to teach this, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God about the natural world, about the supernatural world. If I don't teach you about supernatural world, you'll never see the access of it into your life, because we relate easily to those things that are in front of us. And the disciples in this boat relating easily to the fact that there is a storm. Listen, I remember in ministry, preachers talking me out of my faith in the supernatural. And they're making it obvious, like, wait a minute, you know, let's just get real, is what they say. Let's just get real. This is real. And you can say it 1,000 times, but this is real. And I'm thinking, like, these dudes taught me out of my consideration of the supernatural and made me feel like I was stupid for talking to people about supernatural things that they can't see, and begin to preach an obvious gospel that was more easily related to what I could see rather than the supernatural. I've been doing this for 40 years. I got tapes of supernatural things happening in my life and in my ministry, and when I would travel and tap, and I saw some amazing things happen. A woman in Chicago years ago, Taffy, I remember that she was all crumpled up and she couldn't walk and she was in this wheelchair. And I brought her up and I said, in the name of Jesus, be healed, you will recover, you will walk. And they all thought she was just going to walk right then. So that was the end of their faith, not mine. My faith got to stay on the field until it do exactly what I sent it to do. You're not allowed to come and sit down and rest now. You ain't finished. One day I was over on this corner right here, and I was walking out, and this lady came up to me, and she said, Pastor, you don't remember me. And she paused. She said, look at me. I said, I don't. She said, do you remember coming to Chicago? Yes, I do. Do you remember praying for somebody in a wheelchair, and they were all balled up, and they couldn't walk and everything? I said, I do. She says, I am that lady. I said, Lord, have mercy. Exist. I done seen too much. It exists. It is real. So many testimonies of what we saw in the 80s and the 90s that all of a sudden came to an abrupt stop because we ran into the intelligentsia of Christianity. I don't want no more intelligentsia of Christianity. I want the supernatural. I want the supernatural. Supernatural things happening. In our own lives, the supernatural things happen. Tabby had tumors on the inside of her. We made an appointment, went to the doctor. We'd already prayed. Doctor opened up, said, there ain't nothing there. I can't find nothing. She said, it's got to be there somewhere. You remember that? Got to be there somewhere. He's like, no. Understand. It ain't there. Because Jesus beat you to the operation. Hallelujah. over and over and over again. A lot of you don't know this, but I had meningitis. And we went, and I don't know, they pulled something out and, you know, stuck me in around the spine area and pulled it out. I said, oh, yeah, you got meningitis. I said, how? He said, we don't know yet. I said, what do you mean you don't know yet? He says, we don't know how this happens. So I'm like, well, you don't know. And I don't know. Then I might as well leave. Was that the time I took off and went to Nigeria the first time with you? Yeah, because you real protective and watchful over me. We went to Nigeria, we preached 4 times a day for almost a month. Why? Because we live in the supernatural. We live in supernatural. Wow, you say, I don't believe it. Why? What makes you say that? Please listen to me now. Listen to me. We're more moved by what we see than anything. So that means our heart is hardened towards what we can't see, which this is why you don't see it, because you're only moved by what you see. I said you're only moved by what you see. Yesterday morning around this time, I could not see in my eye. I had an event that happened in my eye. You follow what I'm saying? You're only moved by what you see. And when it happened, I said, I have perfect eyesight. I see well. All is good. I see, what I thought was the devil's trying to challenge my decision to live in the supernatural. And my thing was, I ain't changing what I've been saying. I'm not changing what I've been saying. And they thought it was a tear. And I'm like, nah, Steph and I agree. She said, no tear. I said, no tear. I got perfect sight. No tear. Did what I was supposed to do. He went and checked it out. And then he said, no tear. Because he asked me, he said, is this really bothering you? I said, no. No, it ain't bothering me. Because I'm living on a higher realm. God is not a man that he should lie. It's time to live in the supernatural. See, you only think the supernatural happened at church. This stuff I'm talking about is supposed to be happening at home, on the street, in the mall, in your backyard, in your bathroom. Quit looking for a show at church. God ain't doing no more performances at church. That's what that pandemic was about, trying to get the right church to open back up. And the right church is in your house with your family, with your God. He took you out of the building and put you in the home so you can realize where the real church existed. You're the church. We should not be moved by what we see. We should be moved more by what God says. Say out loud, I'm moved by what God says. Look at Mark chapter 8, 17 through 19. Mark chapter 8, 17 through 19. Having a hard heart is defined in these scriptures. No wisdom, no judgment, no understanding, because you got a hard heart. Look at 17 through 19. He says, and when Jesus knew it, he says unto them, why reason ye because you have no bread? Why are you reasoning in your head because you ain't got no bread? Because you ain't got no money? Because you ain't got no husband? Because you ain't got no joy. Why is this an issue? Perceive ye not yet? Do you not yet perceive what has happened here? He says, you have no perception. You have no understanding. He says, oh, you have a hardened heart. Your heart is yet hardened. Why? You have no wisdom. You have no perception. You have no understanding. You are moving by what you see. You are moving by your experience. And you have forgot about what I said. You forgot about what I've done. And notice, he reminds them. Look at this next verse. He says, having eyes, you see not. Having ears, you hear not. And you do not remember. And then he reminds them. See, that's communion. That remembering is so important. You do not remember. He says, when I break the... Five loaves among the 5,000? He said, let me ask you a question. How many baskets full of fragments took you up? They said, oh, yeah. He said, they said 12. He said, okay. Look at the next verse. He says, and when the seven among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took you up? And they said, oh, yeah, I remember. Seven. And he goes on, come on. And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him, and they besought him to touch him. I mean, he's showing them over and over and over again. Do you not see and get this? Do you not understand when I multiplied bread this time and I turned right around and multiplied bread at another different time, and you sitting here reasoning about bread? How many times have you seen me open the eyes of the blind and you reasoning about sight? How many times have I met your needs and your provision? And you remember, Peter, I told you to go fishing and look in the mouth of a fish and told you to pay your bills and mine too. And you still don't remember? And God's saying the same thing to us. Our hearts harden. We've allowed religion to harden our heart. We've allowed the world to harden our heart. We've allowed the news media and the social media to harden our heart. The believers are not believing anymore. We've gotten into some other kind of stuff. What's the matter with us? We've gotten into other kind of stuff. You taking sound baths now instead of baptism. You looking at crystals and thinking something's going to come out of that crystal. Whatever come out of it, God made it. In fact, God made the crystal. I mean, what are we doing? What are we doing? You listening to every fool that denies Jesus is Lord. What's the matter with you? And you think, well, I don't need no miracles right now. Oh, yeah, you will. Maybe you will. When this shut down, when that don't work no more, when they can't get this to you, when that can't come to you no more, when your coffee places done shut down, and this done shut down, and that can't happen like it used to, and that ain't gonna happen like it used to, when all that shut down, when your power shut down one day, when all that stuff shut down, you need to know somebody that's greater than everything that got shut down. Oh, praise the Lord. I can't wait until we go back to everything like it used to be. You're not going back to everything like it used to be. You better learn how to live with the pressure. I ain't locking myself in no house no more. I'm going to learn how to exist in the middle of it all, knowing that I got Jesus as my Lord. I ain't doing that no more. Y'all do what you want to do. You are free moral agent. I ain't doing that no more. Greater is he that is on the inside of me than he that is in the world. You better watch out what you say. People are going to talk about you. People been talking about me for 40 years. I don't care. That's the problem. Too many scared preachers. Scared, too scared to preach this gospel. I got to see Jesus one day, real soon. I'm not going to be coming up to Jesus. He's like, son, why didn't you preach what I told you to preach?
Well, you know, it wasn't a popular thing. You know, you preach it, you know, what they call the society. They got cancel society. So, yeah, Lord, I'll try not to be canceled. Man, they done canceled me so many times. But you can't stop what God started. You got to get canceled.
I don't care. The greatest freedom in the world is to be free from people. Care about all that? But I will say this. I'm going to walk in the supernatural. And you might not like me now, but when hell breaks loose, you'll be asking for me to pray for you. Because you say, I know somebody that operates on a higher law than what these doctors operate on and what their finances operate on. Dev and I, we're perfecting this. We're doing this every day. When we see something come our way, we say, what does God say? Where's the promise of God? We stand on that promise more than anything else.
But you know, a lot of Christians don't even know the promises of God.
Because it's not fashionable to get in the Bible and read a scripture. You have to walk around and pretend you're a life coach. You have to walk around and act like an inspirational speaker. You have to, no! Give me the word. Give me the word. Give me the word. If I got to fall asleep and pinch myself, give me the word. Feed me something that's going to grow. Feed me something that's going to develop a root on the inside of me. And I wake up in the middle of the night shouting because I got something in me.
See, I know something coming. And I know Jesus is coming. And I'm like the Apostle Paul. I'm crying loud like a trumpet. I want to pastor everybody who will let me pastor. But everybody ain't for me. And I ain't for everybody else. You got to decide what you're going to do. Stay online, get offline. Come to the church, don't come to church no more. Pray for me, don't pray for me. I'm going to still pray for you, but I am not going to stay stuck in a natural world that no longer knows God. Man got online one day talking about, you know, your wife need to go sit down somewhere and shut up and submit to her husband. I'm like, boy, you better be glad that I can't jump through this computer screen. Because I was thinking, I am not that saved yet, am I, Father? Help me. You got to help. I need the supernatural right now. People tell me, they go messing with folks. They don't even know who they messing with. And you have to keep that part of you dead. Because that part of you be wanting to resurrect, boy. You be like, you get to shaking like that. That demon be trying to come back up. You're like, no. It goes, yes. You're like, no. It goes, yes. And you'll be a cutter joker. Don't even know it. Oh, Lord, what happened? Are you serious? To think that that's more vital than operating in the supernatural? For real? Getting back at you because of some stupid stuff you said out your mouth, and I'm going to step away from something that's greater than you? So what I'm going to do is when you say something crazy about me, I'm going to pray for you. And you end up getting saved one day because I'm operating on a higher level. You didn't think I was going to pray for you, but I'm going to pray for you in English. I'm going to pray for you in the rebote, the broken tongue. And I'm going to bind that devil in you, and I'm going to meet you one day. You're going to be saved, and you ain't going to even know what happened. And you say, the Lord told me to hear you pray for me, man. And that has happened to me before. People who dogged me, I hated my guts, I met later on. There's a man who repented to me on the air, on live. Remember? And I'm like, what is this? He said, I ain't like you. And I want you to forgive me. And I'm thinking, you know, kid, we think this is the time to. I'm telling y'all, man, something's coming. Stuck hitting the land, ain't never hit the land. New York City, New Jersey ain't never seen that kind of flood. They even said it. They even said out of their own mouth. I heard a weather person said out of their own mouth, we are now going to have to learn how to live in this intense frequency of bad weather that's caused by global warming. Now, this is a global warning. This is not global warming. This is a global warning. It is trying to warn you that Jesus is coming back just like he said. He's trying to warn you, get saved, get saved, get saved, get saved. It's a global warning going on. Things happening. They said, talking about, never happened. It used to be 500-year storms, not a weekly. Ida, and then Fred, and then Eloise, and then, you know, Junior coming behind Eloise. And it's going to be the same thing with all of the infections and stuff like that, you're going to have Delta, and then you're going to have another Greek word, and then you're going to have another Greek word, you're going to have another Greek word, and you got that variant, and then another variant going there. Well, God, no! I ain't got time to wait till all this stuff over. I got to live. Jesus is Lord. I got a job to do. And people going to get crazy. More demon possessed here. More demon. And Atlanta just losing their mind. Just crazy. They act like ain't no God nowhere. Just losing their mind. Just crazy, crazy, crazy. And everybody got a thug out. And everybody, dog, don't even know what you're talking about no more. They're good with hand down. Don't even know what you're talking about. I know how to speak English. It's just going stupid, crazy. Don't know what you're talking about. Man, how old are you? 153. Pull your pants up. You 53 years old. You don't know how to pull your pants up? You want to borrow a belt? What's wrong? What's the matter with you? Walking around here 50-something years old, your pants halfway down. What is wrong with you? You don't think something wrong? It is weird. There's crazy stuff going on. And Jesus said it would happen. You sitting around here acting like it ain't happening. It ain't happening. It's happening. Heaven and hell is going to be the only decision in front of you. We're getting ready. We're getting ready. In the midst of all this stuff, floods like you've never seen, fires like you've never seen, division like you've never seen. Forget the government, Republicans and Democrats. Man, that's like a civil war all in itself. Yeah.
Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's all I'm saying, man. And in the middle of these crazy times, there exists another level for you to be able to live successful in the middle of the crazy. It's the supernatural. It's the supernatural. But you're going to have to decide to let go of your modern day idols and quit doing it because everybody else is doing it. Serve God. We ain't playing church no more. Ain't got time to be playing church. Jesus could be here right now. I got to get in like you. Well, all you got to do is be saved. Yeah, but I don't want to be saved and then live like a hellion and then have to stand in front of him knowing he had angels right there recording everything I did and everything I said. It ain't like you can get before God and tell him the half truth. I want to be able to see him. I want to be able to know him. And I want to be able to leave all regrets behind. And say, God, I did it. I did it where you told me to do it. I preached to the bottom. I was hurt, I was dogged out, I was talked about, I was buked, I was scorned, and I kept going. I wanted to quit God. And I wanted to look at him, and I wanted him to say, come ye, my blessed one, inherit that which was prepared for you for the foundations of the world. It's over now.
to eternity. I used to be afraid of dying, even as a Christian. Not afraid anymore. Why? Because I know Him. I know Him. It wasn't enough to just know about Him. I know Him. I know Him. He knows me. I talk to Him and He talks to me. And He leads me and He guides me and gives me wisdom. It's not a fable. It's not a game. And all Taffy and I are trying to do is communicate this message. Quit doing church. Get to know Him. And I'll be preaching this sermon as soon as I get to the next part, but the Bible says in Daniel, and they that know their God, they will do exploits. I'm so glad I'm not the same Creflo Dollar. I'm so glad I'm a Creflo Dollar that continues to transform and continues to go forward and continue to transform and continue to transform. But where are you? Are you still doing church? You know how to dance and you know how to shout and you know how to scream and you know how to... Aren't you tired of that? Aren't you tired of being one thing in the building and a total transformer on the outside of the building? And you are so much like the world, we can't even make a distinction because you're ashamed to let it be known that I am a Christian and I love Jesus? Something's coming. Real soon. The pandemic was a dress rehearsal. And there will be no system, no man that will be able to truly help you out. There will be an antichrist man that will come shouting, peace, peace, peace. And the world will receive him. Because with peace, he will deceive many. And I see how they can be deceived right now. They deceived today. I can see how easy that's going to be. He's going to come, get on a world stage. He's going to say, peace, peace, peace. The 666 dude is going to say, peace, peace, peace. And the rest of the world and the media and the leaders and all the influencers are going to say how great he is and how awesome he is. And you're going to say, yes, he is. I can see how easy it is to defend, to deceive a whole world. I see it happening now. I see the dress rehearsal now. So deceived, it's a shame how much deception is in this world right now, and you don't even have a clue. Unless you know God and God's been telling you. I mean, really know God, not two or three scriptures and come to church. Yeah. Something's coming real soon. But somebody else is coming real, real soon. Yeah. Well, how can you say that? I'm not saying nothing to you that Jesus didn't say. Everything Jesus said would happen has happened, and he said it would happen before it happened. And people don't believe. It's all about them. Getting high is a norm. It's like... It's a normal way of life. Getting high is a norm. Having sex with any and everybody is a norm. Just wickedness is a norm. It's a norm. Selfishness is a norm. Doing things just for yourself is a norm. Dishonor is a norm. It's the values of the world. And our young people through social media are being captured by the wickedness of a foolish generation who themselves will begin to die out because they call what was right wrong and what was wrong right. So you thought, oh well, nothing can separate me from God. You ain't been through nothing. It's easy to live over here in the United States of America. You ain't seen poverty. You ain't been through nothing. You complaining about you got a one-bedroom apartment instead of two. You ain't been through nothing. The poverty tax I have seen and walked in was egregious. The nations that we have gone through, traveled over 7 million, 8 million miles, the abuse that she recently walked through, a women's shelter that was just crazy. Castration of women. If we can just get an army, it don't have to be big. Just an army of believers who will say, for God I live, for God I die, but I will not walk around with a hardened heart towards the supernatural and act like this whole God thing is a game. I will be what the book of Acts calls infallible proof. Jesus showed up and they're like, how do we know you? Infallible proof. I prophesy that in the life of every person at the sound of my voice, that the supernatural will begin to work through you, infallible proof. Proof that will be so convincing that the biggest atheist in the world will be changed by the infallible proof that functions and operates through your life. Infallible proofs. Hallelujah. What you focus your attention on, you're going to be sensitive to. What are you focusing your attention on? Seriously, what are you focusing your attention on? You give God an hour and give something else 9 hours? What are you focusing your attention on? What you focus your attention on, you'll be sensitive to. What you neglect, you're going to be hardened to. And if you neglect the supernatural, you're going to be hardened to it. If you neglect God's words and promises, you're going to be hardened to it. And whatever you're hardened to can't come to pass. And all the devil's got to do is bring a bad thought, and with the thought brings unbelief. And you'll walk around as a carnal Christian. Carnal, because you're a Christian only by what you can see and feel and touch. What you neglect, you will be hardened to. Don't neglect the word anymore. Don't neglect the promises of God anymore. Most have neglected things of God, and they paid attention to the things of the world. That's what we are. We neglect the things of God and paid attention to the things of the world. Sunday morning used to be respected. People used to go to church. Mamas and daddies used to make you go to church. You can't go play no game or nothing until you go to church. That's not so now. Sundays are activity for self now. We'll ride my bicycle. I'm going to play my soccer game. I'm gonna do my barbecue. I ain't going to church, though. And the pandemic has become a bigger excuse for me not to go to church, because while the pandemic going on, I might as well make everybody think that I'm social distancing, so I'm going to stay home for the sake of
social distancing. Now, I ain't got a problem with you staying home, but I'm just telling the truth. Ain't everybody home watching this. If you come to church through and scream, praise God, we welcome you. But ain't everybody doing that. And so they want you to think that they at home and to scream. No, we've been watching the numbers. No, you're not. You're something else. Somewhere else. Some of y'all done left the church and didn't even have enough decency to tell nobody you were gone. You need to stop, man. Stop. This is crazy. More attention to the things of the world. Little bitty little baby stuff that's got you on a hamster wheel. And you're in the same place since the pandemic started. You're in the same place. I'm mad. I don't like them. I don't appreciate how they said that to me. I don't appreciate them taking me off this. I don't appreciate that. I don't, and then you got enough nerve, the mitigated gall, to say out of your mouth, God told me to stop going to church. Boy, if I went under the covenant of temperance, I'd slap your jaws. just calling it out. Just slipping and sliding into one stream. Or slipping and sliding into another church, trying to find some value with your life because you feel like you were devalued because somebody told you the truth and told you you were not anointed to sing. And you're going to keep searching for a place where you can sing with your no singing tail after we done told you you can't sing. So under the heading of church hurt, you take your no-singing self somewhere else and you walk on that hamster wheel because the whole time God told you to be here and you ain't hearing nothing no more because God ain't saying nothing to you there. He's saying something to you here, but you ain't here to get it. There's a place called there. Being in the place where God called you to be, being at the church that God told you to be at, you don't think that's important anymore? And yet, you somewhere else, including home, and not on the stream, making excuses up, but can't figure out why you depressed every morning, can't figure out why y'all don't love each other no more, can't figure out what's happening with your money, can't figure out what's going on with your kids, all your money spent, a little bit to buy some food, baby need a pair of shoes, look, you got a light bill due, you can't figure it out because you in the wrong house. Your provisions are in this house. But you keep trying to find it somewhere else you're not supposed to be, baby. And the fair, and you keep, you're on that wheel, you're on that wheel. 10 years gone by, 15 years gone by, 20 years gone by. Now you're old, you're wrinkled. Your husband been here. You're old, you're wrinkled. Your wife been here. You're old and wrinkled. And talking about what happened? Why the Lord? Now, don't talk about no Lord. You got on that hamster wheel. Because you had too much pride to say, you know what? I missed it, man. Let me go and get where I want to be. I mean, everybody wanted to leave the church. I wanted to leave. You ain't the only one wanted to leave. I wanted to leave. I'm tired of all of this. I'm gone. I told Taffy, we finna leave. Where we going? To a country that they ain't got no name. Let's go. But I'm not going to walk out on my on what God called me to do. Because I got a few people. You're proud of me, baby. A few people. Okay, so we stopped at exactly the same place we stopped at last week. But that shows you that God's word is pregnant with revelation. Amen. It's pregnant with revelation. Did you get anything out of that today? I love y'all, man, but dude, all this little political talk, being political correct, I can't do that no more, all that stuff. At least you know what you're getting if you decide to let me pastor you. At least you're going to know exactly what you get.
I married Taffy. I knew exactly what I was getting. I had some pleasant surprises, you know. Amen. Praise the Lord. Like, oh, no, we're getting this. Praise the Lord. Look here now. It's time for me to be quiet. Lift your hands up. Now, without me leading you, I want you to praise God from your heart to His. Tell Him something. Appreciate something. Be thankful somewhere. Give Him glory somewhere. Receive what He's done. Receive what He said. Worship Him in the beauty of His holiness. This relationship is personal. It's between you and God. He wants you more than you could ever imagine. Come to Him. Come to Jesus. Weary, worn, sad, come to Him just like you are. You don't need to leave here and go home and try to get something ready. Come to Him right now like you are. And find in Him a resting place. And He will make you glad. May the blessings of the supernatural be upon this congregation, both here and through the stream. May the blessings of the supernatural be upon every family, upon this World Changes Nation. May the blessings of the supernatural deliver us from fear, hurt, pain, shame, condemnation. Be free in Jesus' name. And right now, if you're here, if you're watching me over stream, and if you're here right now, I'm going to switch it up and do this right now. If you are not born again, if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, I want you to pray this prayer with me. If you're watching over the stream, you're at home, you're that committed world changer that say, you know, I'm not there yet, but I'm not missing my church time. And you have enough wonderful love for your church and what God told you to hit a button and to stream in. Gosh, I appreciate you. But if you're there and you haven't gotten born again, I'm going to say a prayer, and I want you to say this prayer after me. Ready? Heavenly Father, I realize that I'm a sinner. But right now, today, I repent of all my sins. I receive your gift of forgiveness. I can't do this by myself, Lord. So come into my heart. Sit on the throne of my life. Be my Savior. And so now by faith, I declare that I am saved because of you. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you just prayed that prayer with me, first of all, if you're in the dome and you prayed that prayer, welcome to the kingdom of God. If you're online and you prayed that prayer, welcome to the kingdom of God. Welcome to the kingdom of God. If you're here and you prayed that prayer and you just got saved, if you want to come down to the altar, we have altar calls now. I welcome you to come to this altar. We want to take you to the prayer room, do some things. Now, if you're at home, I want you to go to the comment section. I want you to type in, I just got saved. And there's some world changes that are going to surround you in the comment section and welcome you even more into the family of God. If you'll text the keyword, I'm saved, that's one word, to 51555, provide your name and your email address, and we'll send you a free ebook as a gift to you today. Amen? Praise the Lord. Now, let's conclude our worship today. I'm going to ask the deacons to stay in place because I'm going to open the place up for if you want to join a church, either here or e-church. But giving is
equal to Christianity as far as being saved. It's not just my opinion. I absolutely can prove that to you. I'm going to teach it. It's like, I know we've heard a lot of wild things about giving, but giving is our love response to what God has already done. Giving is not our motivating God to do something for us. Giving is gratitude and honor to what God has already done for us. It is in celebration of victory. It is in celebration of the blessing. We kind of had it wrong. And I realize that now. You know, I'm going to teach on it and be very thorough with it. The Bible says that we give out of a cheerful heart, but don't give out of necessity. There are people who give because they feel it's necessary in order for them to get to heaven. It's necessary in order for God to bless them. No. We're giving because of what He's already done. We're celebrating Him. Abraham gave after God gave him the victory. You and I are blessed. Maybe something you heard today even elevated your life more. And so it's like it's a thanksgiving. It's being grateful. It's an honor. It's a love response to what God has done. He demonstrated, for God so loved that He gave. I can't never think about going before God and say, God, I love You, but I'm not a giver. I can't do that. Then I say I love You too much and not be a giver. So you have to decide what you're going to give, though. You have to decide in your heart what you're going to give, and God promises, I will multiply what you give. He also says, I can't multiply what you don't give. If you consume it, I can't multiply it. If you give it, I can multiply it. The promise He made is, I'll multiply what you give. So as you sow and plant and give this morning, do it in celebration of the One who has already made a humongous difference in your life. Do it in celebration of the Lord Jesus Christ. There should be no condemnation and no guilt and no shame where giving is concerned. There should not be from the pulpit, if you don't give, then God ain't going to do this for you. And if you don't give, then you're going to go to hell. No, that's all wrong. If that's under another covenant agreement, not this one. We give out of love and appreciation for God. Not trying to get Him to do something, but because He's already done it. And He's going to keep doing it because we keep trusting Him. I call you blessed right now in your giving. And this is as much a part of our worship service than anything else that we have done here today. If you need an offering envelope, if you'll raise your hands, the ushers will come and get that to you. And if you're giving online, you can text World Changers space and the amount to 74483. Also, if you're streaming in, you can call that number on the screen if you want somebody to talk you through everything, 1-866-477-7683. If you want to mail in, the address is there on the screen, 2500 Burdett Road. Or if you want to go online on your computer, you can go to worldchanges.org or crippledollarministries.org, and you can give there, and there you can also use your PayPal. Here in the Dome, you can give through envelopes, or you can scan the QR code on the screen, and that'll take you directly to the text to give where you just put the amount in and hit send. Also, we know that sometimes some of you have to leave to go to work or get your kids or go to the game, football game, which starts next Sunday. So all of this talking won't be happening. Then there are QR codes down the middle aisle and also on the LED screen behind you as you leave out. So, Father, I declare the blessing of God over the attitude and the act of the givers as they plant and they sow diligently as love and appreciation to You. We honor You with it in Jesus' name. Amen. You can go ahead and hit your devices. Ushers can go ahead and receive the offering. And it is so good to see everybody in this house this morning. Praise God. What is this? Is this Memorial Weekend? Labor Day weekend. I get them all mixed up. This is Labor Day weekend? Okay. Yeah. Bible talks about labor not to something. Oh, man. So we're going to be talking about the supernatural for like a minute until actually you got everything you need to start operating in it. But don't wait till we finish before you start operating in it. Go ahead and make the adjustments now. And as you make these adjustments now in your life, you'll begin to see some really interesting things take place. And you begin to collect your own catalog of testimonies of how the supernatural and living in the supernatural has impacted your life and will impact your life. Amen. Finally today, if you're here and you believe God's calling you to join World Changers Church International, both as an e-member or as someone here in College Park, you know, it's one of those things that I don't mind telling people. I don't know how other pastors feel, but I want to pastor you. I want the job. And it is just an amazing thing to be able to have done this for so long and still just looking forward to do it more and more and more and more and more. And so if you are here today and you believe that this is the place for you and your family, then would you get out of your seat, get your Bibles and personal belongings, and come join me down front. We want to welcome you to World Changers Church International. Amen. Now, as they're coming down, if you're interested in becoming an e-member, it's simple as well. If you want, there are two ways you can become an e-member. Those are members who maybe live somewhere else and they can't get here. You can go to worldchangers.org and click join at the top of the page. Or you can use your text and you can text join WCCI, that's all one word, to 51555, and we'll send you all the benefits of e-membership, including receiving today's sermon notes in your inbox, to access the eChurch Facebook community group, and to access to our virtual conferences and private e-seminars. It's that simple to become a part of World Changers Nation as an e-member. So I hope you all are understanding in this day and time, I can't just pastor people that come to the church. I've also got to pastor people that are not able to make it to church for one reason or another. And so we welcome you guys, both as e-members, those of you who are here in the dome that grace us with your presence today. God bless you at this time. If you'll follow this gentleman here, they'll take you to the prayer room and get some things done. Everybody else, would you please stand to your feet? Well, enjoy. Is it Labor Day today or tomorrow? Okay. But some people like celebrate it today too, right? Yeah. Gregory and Gloria, so good to see y'all. God bless you so much. This man is on fire for the Lord. I call him, every time I see him, I'll give him a new name, Tennessee. And it's a blessing of the Lord to see you. We miss you. We thank God for you. I saw some faces I hadn't seen in a while here this morning. I sure miss y'all. Welcome home. Welcome home. Amen. And now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present unto you mighty opportunities of his grace, his mercy, and his abounding provision. I declare blessings over you. I declare the angels of God watch over you. I declare that there will be supernatural happenings in your life. I declare in Jesus' name that something good is going to happen to you today, and that favor will go ahead of you and divinely arrange things before you get there. May you be blessed going in and blessed coming out. I declare you the head and never again the tail. I plead the blood of Jesus over you, your family, your children, your finances, and everything that concerneth you, God is perfecting right now. I call you world changers, blessed in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Therefore, be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, everybody. Have a great day.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you so much, Heavenly Father. Glory to your holy name. Thank you, Holy Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're just so amazing. And I can't even, I'm at a loss for words, speechless. I don't even know what to say. Every time you confirm the things that are already inside of me, I'm just overwhelmed because I know it's you. I know it's you. And so thank you for everything that you confirm in the supernatural. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you give me and others faith over fear. And thank you, Heavenly Father, for this awesome supernatural message, because so many people just don't know. And their hearts are hardened, not because they don't want to believe you, but because they've forgotten all of the wonderful things that you've done in the past and that you will continue to do if we'll just remember that. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Jesus has given us all the authority, Holy Spirit power, power from your holy word, and we're just not using it. So thank you, Heavenly Father, for waking us up. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Pastor Creflo and Pastor Taffy and the entire World Changers Church International ministry, all of the pastors and associates and everybody connected to that ministry, Lord, is blessed. And I'm blessed because they are blessed. We are blessed because we are your children and we are your body of Christ. And I'm just so grateful to be a small part. And however you use this broadcast is how you use it, when you use it. And I just thank you for every opportunity that you give us to be together. And Lord, when we're not together, then there's a reason. But I don't worry about it. I don't think about it. I just keep it moving and do what else you want me to do. So thank you, because there is a lot to be done. It's not all in one broadcast one day, and it's not in the broadcast two times a day every day. It's so many other things that you are working through, all of us. And so thank you for everything that you do through the body. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, y'all. I will never forget this. Be brief, be sincere, and be seated. So all I want to say to you is continue to seek his face. Continue to seek his face in the supernatural, because that is the real realm of the spirit. We are spirit beings, and we are just in this flesh for a temporary time. And so we do not need to be focusing on anything in the natural when it's not positive, you know, when it's negative or it's trying to attack in any kind of way. We can rebuke it in the name of Jesus. He's already given us everything we need. We just got to do it. And so that's all I'm going to say today, because I'm so grateful for this knowledge, for this understanding, for this wisdom, because now it's just a matter of applying it every second, minute, hour of every day. So let's do that. Focus on the spiritual and not the natural. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord willing, we will come together again on Wednesday, unless he gives me a message in between then. And you can also look for the same message. Now, Pastor Creflo told us he wasn't done with this, how to live in the supernatural. So I'm going to be on the mission in the name of Jesus to look for part 5. I didn't see a part 5, but I'm going to search for it because I believe it's there. So I will look for a part 5, and we will, Lord willing, next time hear the next part of how to live in the supernatural. Until then, may his grace, his love, his mercy, his peace, his joy, his everything be with each and every one of you. And don't forget God. Do not forget God. In Jesus' name, amen.